He wants to know why you had harmonicas in your story.
Because I didn't have a bell. Yeah, it was supposed to be somewhat of a harmony. The angels opening up the scriptures, and it was supposed to be somewhat harmonicas, but it turned out it sounded more like Spike Jones and the City Slickers. So if folks from the 40s and 50s might remember those guys. I liked Spike Jones. Anyway, the story where we left off, because we didn't have it last week, To Be a Pilgrim 2, based on John Bunyan's The Pilgrim's Progress, we had a Christian who used to be named what? What was Christian? The Ragman. Christian used to be the Ragman. But now since he went to the cross and he was at the hill and the sepulcher that took his burden away, he's now Christian. And remember that he came to the perilous peak, also called the Hill of Difficulty, and he went up and he rested. He fell asleep, and he got up to the top of the peak, if you remember, and when he was at the top of the peak, who did he meet somebody? Do you remember, Brad? He met, there was a woman named Mistrust. She was Mistrust. She was really kind of jealous, and she was suspicious of anything and everybody. And then there was a guy named Nervous from the Timorous clan. And they came running out, and he said, "Hey, wait a minute." Christian said, "Wait a minute, you're going the wrong way." And they said, "No, there's lions and tigers and bears. Oh my." And they ran down the hill. They went the wrong way. And so, hearing about all these wild animals, Christian reached into his jacket and looked for his scroll, and he didn't find it. And then he was just miserable that he heard about these lions, and he started weeping and didn't know what to do. So then he knelt down and prayed right there at the top of the peak, and he prayed, and when he got up, he wasn't really very comforted, and then he thought, "I need to go back to where I was." And so he had to retrace his steps, and as he was going down the hill back to where he was, he thought, "Oh, wretched man that I am, why did I go to sleep? Why did I sleep?" Just like the children of Israel when God took them back towards the Red Sea because of their sin, I fell asleep and I shouldn't have fallen asleep. And so he finally makes it down, and remember, halfway up the hill, you remember what there was halfway up the hill? There was a garden, wasn't there? In the old days, they used to call it an arbor because it had this great big wooden lattice on it with all these flowers and all kinds of nice things growing on it. And he looked to where he went to sleep, where he fell asleep, and he didn't see it there. And he wept again. What am I going to do? So he prayed. He knelt down and he prayed and he bowed his head. And as soon as he prayed right there, where he was, where he fell asleep, and he opened his eyes, he just happened to turn his head, and there it was. It rolled, apparently it must have rolled away from him into under a bench. And he was overjoyed. He rejoiced. He grabbed it and he praised the Lord, and he prayed again, just standing up, and he praised God for bringing it back to him. And he opened it up and read it, because there was still just a little bit of light, and he read it and he was comforted, and he had to go up on his way again. But now it was getting a little bit dark. He had some problems in this darkness, and he said where it was dark, and he started climbing up the hill again. And it wasn't as hard this time as he climbed up this perilous peak. The first time it was so hard that he had to stop. But now, as he was refreshed through prayer, he sang, "Oh, you sinful sleeping man, for fleshly cares nights come. Now in my journey I must walk in darkness, and that's dumb." And so he thought of Mistrust, and he thought of Nervous, and it was getting a little darker and a little darker, and he finally got up to the top, and he started thinking of lions, and he started shuddering a little bit, and he remembered that the scripture said that Satan was like a prowling lion seeking whom he may devour. And then it was darker and darker as he got to the top. And when he got to the top of Perilous Peak, he looked out and he saw this beautiful castle that was so lit up that he could see the light in the darkness. But even though it was dark and he was still afraid, he still plodded forward. He was a little bit careful because it was dark. He was sad that it was dark now because it was light and he should have been on his way. But in the darkness, that castle seemed so bright. But it, as he kept on going, it got darker and darker until a lion. And that's where we'll stop today.